I'm Frank Vaughn, and it is Monday, March 25th, 2025, and we continue our stretch 2 months straight of a video every single day. The long form yesterday seemed to go over well, so we'll consider doing that again in the future. And I did 3 hours on a space last night, and we never seem to run out of things to talk about because the future is coming at us fast, and we are about to enter into April, the final stretch before we find out what kind of a country we're going to be heading into the summer, or if we're going to be a country at all. We begin today's examination with an example of how the mob and the masses are themselves a threat of authoritarianism to everybody else in society. In Canada, you'd be charged for that. In America, you can actually threaten to defend yourself.
Come on, bring it on.
You're fucking Nazi. Fuck you, Nazi.
Look at these people. Look at these people. Hundreds. Maybe thousands of them gathered all over the street.
I feel very, very sorry for you.
They pan the crowd eventually. That's all I'm really trying to get to now. Because it's not just on one side of the street. Look at them. Look at them all. This is just some guy driving around in his truck. 6 months ago, it wouldn't have been a problem. A year ago, they would have been celebrating this guy as an icon of progressivism. People used to look on Teslas and smile. We used to have to talk about on this channel years ago how trying to educate people as to the environmental consequences of fully embracing so-called green technologies, whether it was wind turbines or solar panels or batteries, there's a huge pollutive footprint to these things. And we used to have to talk about it, and we were ignored by the left because there really are programmed automatons. They're not thinking here. They're just told and motivated by their leaders to turn out in the street and harass people for just driving around as if this accomplishes anything. What is Doge doing? Doge is not attacking Social Security. Doge is not attacking proper entitlements. Doge is attacking waste, fraud, and abuse and trying to fix the deficit problem so these people don't go broke. And yet here they are, irrationally, low information, emotively, cursing, swearing, demeaning, targeting some guy on the street as if this does anything. This literally accomplishes zero. Meanwhile, Doge is trying to save these people. The headline is Canadian Tesla protests part of day of action amid fractured U.S. relationship. Again, CTV News and the mainstream media in Canada only promotes the narratives that serve the purpose of the establishment. That's it. That's all they do anymore. The government gives away hundreds of millions of dollars to the mainstream media, and what do you think they do with that money? They report the stories the government likes. They report the narratives that the government likes. They're literally promoting a form of domestic terrorism here because Tesla dealerships didn't do anything to anybody. Teslas themselves, the cars, didn't do anything to anybody. People are getting harassed for driving their personal vehicles right here in Canada. And your mainstream media isn't really condemning it. They're promoting it. They're promoting it in language that, even though they're not calling for direct violence, it aids the violence. It's not even that subtle anymore. I would say it's a subtle subconscious sort of play that they're doing, but it's not even subtle anymore. These people are mindless mobs. They're unthinking. I highlighted in yesterday's video how we have monuments built in Edmonton, in Ottawa, in Oakville, to name, and I could name others, dedicated to literal SS members who participated in the Holocaust in Eastern Europe. Those monuments stand today. These idiots aren't there protesting that. They're protesting Tesla dealerships. When a year to 2 years ago, they would have called them heroes. And by the way, if we are canceling Tesla, why aren't we canceling Mark Carney and Brookfield? Brookfield's venture capital arm cuts biggest check yet for Elon Musk's Twitter buyout. So Brookfield, while Mark Carney was there, gave Elon Musk $250 million to help buy Twitter. So are we going to cancel Mark Carney? Are we going to protest his campaign offices? Are we going to protest his liberal candidates? And by the way, Brookfield shutters the venture unit that helped Elon Musk buy Twitter. And this was in February 13th, 2025. Do you think maybe they sensed that fallout was coming? So they just reorganized a sector of their company and probably folded into some other sector so it could continue on? This is the same as Mark Carney being a net zero advocate, talking about emissions caps right here in Canada. Not even emissions caps, production caps on oil and gas as they seek to meet net zero. While at the same time using money, using funds through Brookfield to buy oil assets all over the world. Do you think, I highlighted again, I believe it was yesterday, how Brookfield's already raiding the Canada Pension Fund. So they have distressed assets that they don't want to hold, and CPP buys them up. So we now have assets in India, toll roads. Do you think electric vehicles are driving on those toll roads? Are electric vehicles even good anymore? Since we're protesting Teslas and they're the number one selling electric vehicle, are we over green energy now? Like, is the current thing to protest battery operated vehicles? Is that what we're against now? Like, can I get someone on the left to just explain to me exactly what our moral compass is these days? Now, of course, I'm being rhetorical because a moral compass doesn't even come into the equation. We are so far away from morality in this country, it's not even funny anymore. And it's not just the left. There's a huge segment of the right that is just shilling narratives. One of the things I talked about last night on Twitter, which once again seemed to have gone over everybody's heads, is that elections bring out the true colors. There's a lot of people who are just shilling narratives. And it's on the left, and it's on the right. And you can find out who is just trying to drive at what actually is, trying to drive at the truth that underlies every narrative, because the best narratives have an element of truth within them, by the people who can criticize those who they're voting for. But I digress. If you destroy someone's Tesla, doesn't that mean their insurance company will just buy another one from Elon? Well, if you're covered from that, if you're not exempt from vandalism and terrorism, yeah, that's exactly what it means. So most of these people, I would guess, aren't going to lose money. But you know who will pay? You, as the person buying insurance in all the other sectors. My insurance has gone up 12% this year. I've never had a claim. I've always paid on time. And I got to pay more. And this is a trend. Every single year, it's a 10 to 12% rise in premiums. It's getting to the point that when they sent me the renewal, they shilled me in the introductory email, higher deductibles to save money. So there's a scenario because they're shilling $5,000, $10,000, and $15,000 deductibles to save you money. So most of your claims you're going to be paying for out of pocket. Basically, you're only buying coverage for catastrophic, and that's starting to be out of reach. This from Pierre Poilievre's account: Mark Carney is keeping a liberal candidate who called for his conservative opponent to be handed over to the Chinese government for a $1 million bounty. The same government that just executed four Canadians. Carney's company owes $250 million to a Chinese state bank. He is compromised. I couldn't say it any better. I've been highlighting on this channel that Mark Carney, he's not just the Grim Reaper. He's the top of the heap. When it comes to the oligarchical collectivists that are trying to institute a technocratic order right here in the West, Mark Carney's at the top. Not Starmer, not Macron, not the Fuhrer they've elected, the new leftist Fuhrer they've elected in Germany. It is Mark Carney. He's been sent here. He's been parachuted into Canada to sacrifice all of us to undermine Donald Trump, who may just be the last bastion of anybody attempting to do something different in the world today. This is a Canadian candidate for the Liberal Party who advocated for the handing over of another political candidate to Chinese authorities to collect a bounty. And Mark Carney's response was to say, I've got this guy's back. Folks, how much more do you need? Is there anything that will wake the Liberals up to the threat this country faces? There's going to be nothing left. There's already very little left. I am certain that Pierre Poilievre is not in the club because there is such a concerted effort to undermine him in this election. I believe there's even efforts from within the Conservative Party, bad actors within the Conservative Party. But even the alternative media, the podcasters in the United States, are targeting him for destruction. There's another guy, a Frenchman, who is campaigning not against Mark Carney, who should concern everybody far more than Polyev. He is dedicating all of his energies and monies to campaigning against Polyev. He's our last shot. Ian Valji says, Chiang apologized multiple times for his mistake. Why do the Conservatives want to cancel him so badly? Why is it when Trudeau wears blackface, he gets to just say sorry and it goes away? Why is it Gropergate happened? He pays multiple settlements to silence people, clearly out of guilt, and he just says sorry and it goes away. This guy wanted to hand somebody over to Chinese authorities where he's very, very likely to get executed, and he said sorry, and we're supposed to accept it. They never accept sorry from the right, but they justify all of their actions because they said sorry. It just, the hypocrisy of the left, it takes my words away. It ties up my tongue. How many more ways can I express it? How many more ways can you prove that they don't have a center, that they don't have values, that they're just memeing, they're just emoting their way through life, and they're incredibly destructive, and they're going to sink our collective ship? We got to stop the bleeding. The Conservative Party represents stopping the bleeding. They are the only party in a position to take the Liberal NDP alliance out. That's it. That's the end of the story. This reads, Liberal leader Mark Carney announces $35 billion plan to build almost 500,000 new homes every single year. What kind of homes? Are they going to be cubes in Soviet-style apartment blocks? How are you going to pay for this, Mark? Did you just get so used to working for central banks and printing money out of thin air that you think you can do the same thing for government? I mean, I almost understand, because that's what the Liberal government has been doing for the last 10 years. Printing money, taxing us to death, and getting us nowhere. 500,000 homes a year. Do you think maybe they want to bring in even more immigrants to put in those homes? So if you have 500,000 new homes a year, in one term of the Carney Liberals, you'll have 2 million more homes. Is that to cure the housing shortage? Or is that to shove them full of more mass immigration? What are we doing? There should be no debate in this election from a pragmatic, nonpartisan standpoint. You have got to stop this guy. I have put the meat on the bones. Other people are desperate to put the meat on the bones. This man is a greater threat than Justin Trudeau ever could have been. I don't understand how the disenfranchised left, the people who are supposedly standing up for equality and want to stick it to the man and don't like the rich, they're protesting Elon Musk more so because he has money and is successful, but they've embraced this oligarch who is going to bankrupt this country and bankrupt it fast. And that's if you can even believe his promises. He's talking about cutting taxes on the middle class. So he's going to cut taxes. He's going to end the carbon tax. He's going to massively increase spending. One minute, he says the relationship with the United States is over. The next minute, he says they've had productive calls. One minute, he says he's going to participate in a debate with Pierre Polyev, and as soon as the camera shut off, he backs out of it. How can you believe anything this man says? And how is it that his track record as a central banker, or the corruption that his companies have engaged in, which is currently under investigation, the rackets, the climate rackets that they've set up, why does none of this matter to the Liberal base? You folks need to wake up. Your progressive idea and ideology, your replacement for God, is going to enslave you. And before we move on to warnings from Europe, because we have a lot of troubling signs from Europe as to what is coming to us, if we don't pull our heads out of our asses and realize the Americans are not the enemy. Gilbo accused of siphoning $254 million to his own company. This story was from November, I believe. Yeah, 11th November, 2024. After 9 years, the NDP Liberal government is just not worth the cost. Talking points from the Conservatives. The environment minister invested $254 million into a company that he owns. The government continues to hide the documents. The Green Slush Fund is against the interest of this house. Isn't it amazing? There's that $250 million number again. Brookfield gave $250 million to help Musk buy Twitter. They owe the Chinese state government $250 million, and the environment minister looks like he used his position to fund his own company to the tune of $250 million. And this has disappeared. The Canadian media is not interested in reporting the malfeasance and the corruption of the Liberal Party and the Occam's razor cuts that it's because the media is supportive of the Liberal Party. It is so clear cut the danger this nation is in, that there's only one way to even try and stop it. And now we have to pay attention to the warning signs from Europe, because this is coming under Mark Carney. Parents arrested for complaining about what their kids about their kids' school in WhatsApp group. Yes, they sent six cops, and all six of these cops elected to show up as part of their duty. So keep that in mind too. If you think maybe the police will revolt against unjustified orders in Britain, it hasn't happened. They're more than happy to do this. Meanwhile, rape gangs continue to harass the public, and nothing happens. The pair were thrown in jail after being arrested in front of their daughter for making comments. They were accused of making disparaging remarks about the institution and casting aspersions in a parents' group on WhatsApp. They didn't even protest in public. It wasn't like they were holding signs. They didn't assault anybody. They didn't target anybody. They were just expressing themselves. And this is like, this is going on. This isn't one instance. This is going on every day in the British Isles. And this is what the third largest party in Britain is doing with their time. This is the leader of the third biggest party in Britain right now. Let's watch.
It's killing me.
Look at those idiots. Those signs are so socialistica. It's like,
oh.
They applaud like lemmings while their country is being given away, gutted, and destroyed.
It's a refusal. No? Should I? Yes? Yeah!
Now, I've been wanting to talk about Romania for a while, but in the quest to maybe save my own country, I've been just too busy and too consumed by it. But thousands protest canceled Romanian election ahead of repeat vote. So Romania had an election. A candidate won. That candidate was not satisfactory to the European Union and the Davos elites, whatever you want to call them. So they simply used the judiciary in Romania to nullify those election results. And once again, they used the Russian boogeyman to do so. So that's fine. They announced another set of elections. But then they went on to disqualify the guy who won the previous election. So he was no longer able to run. So the people in Romania said, well, they canceled the election we won. They've canceled the candidate that won the election, so we can't run him again, so we got to come up with someone new. So they came up with Diana Sosoaca. Well, they disqualified her too. And they've disqualified a lot of candidates until they get one that is satisfactory to the EU. Now, if it was just Romania, I guess that would be one thing. But it's not. In latest blow to European democracy, judge rules Marine Le Pen ineligible to run for president in 2027. She has been gaining ground rapidly, just like the AfD in Germany, because the people are waking up. They understand their futures have been sold out. They understand that their cultures are being replaced and overrun by deliberate government policy, and they're slowly coming around to the fact that there must be a choice made. Well, now, they're not going to give you that choice. We are at the final stages, folks. You need to understand that. The game isn't being played anymore. Donald Trump's election win accelerated what they have to do. They have got to go full totalitarian now, or they risk losing their venture. And if they can't go full totalitarian, if they can't get it through legalistic means, they're willing to trigger the Third World War, to achieve their desired outcome, even though we're likely all to be dead. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. They don't care about you. They don't care about justice, and they certainly don't care about democracy, which is why they're riding roughshod over it in Europe. And it's not just there. Erdogan, Turkey. I've often talked about how Turkey is the poison pill in NATO, how they should have never been let into NATO, playing all sides, kind of symbolic that they are in the middle of the world between all things, playing all sides in foreign policy, a very strong state, and also a very corrupt state. Erdogan jails top political rival as protests sweep across Turkey. It's not just a canary in the coal mine. This is like a flock of birds falling out of the sky. The signs are all around you. And right now, right here in Canada, we have a choice to make. We can try and do something and buy ourselves a little more time with Polyev and hope that he comes to his senses when it comes to Fortress North America, which is the best idea that we've got on the table. Even if Canada remains sovereign, no 51st state, take it off the table. We hold the country together. North America needs to be our focus because the world has fallen to totalitarianism already. We got 1 month left to wake people up. We got 1 month left to figure it out. Because under Carney, I don't even know if we're going to have the ability to speak for very long. If we're lucky, if we have visionary leadership in Western Canada, they will, both Mo and Daniel Smith will lead a movement against Ottawa. And we might retain our voices, not without risk, but we might be able to keep preaching the truth, because that's what this is. Mark Carney, it's not just the Grim Reaper. He's practically the devil incarnate. He represents the very things that are going on in Europe and bringing it right here. When he talks about European integration, when he talks about the relationship with the United States being over, when he backs a candidate that calls for another candidate in a federal election to be handed over to Chinese authorities for a bounty, and he supports that. You have to know, you have to wake up, you have to see. And I know many people watching this channel will see, but don't confuse it. There is a concerted effort to stop Polyev and the Conservative Party of Canada. And I've been honest with you. I've criticized the CPC aplenty. I'll continue to, even if I don't want to, because my purpose on this channel is not to play partisan politics. When I say that there's a clear choice, when I say there's only one choice, it's because there is only one choice from a pragmatic, reasonable standpoint. If you want to stop this, if you want to have any chance for Canada as a cohesive, I don't even want to say sovereign state because we're not sovereign. We've already been sold out. If you want to reclaim the ideal of Canada, there's only one window. It's the Conservative Party of Canada, and it's a narrow window, but it's all you got left. It's like a sliver of sunshine as the sun is setting below the horizon. The long night is still ahead. Now, just a bit of a status update. I have no intention of turning ads on. I know I floated the question because it would increase our reach, but the fact of the matter is we are growing at a steady pace, and I'm okay with steady progress. You people have made that happen organically, without any fakery or manipulation. We just put out a message, and it's either useful or it's not useful, and I like it that way. if you, for those of you who have financially supported the channel, I appreciate every single one of you. There's no grift here. I'm generating everything for free. I'm not promising you anything that I'm not already delivering. I would like it to grow. I have no problem placing ads for what we're doing, but I don't want advertising in these videos, which means that you, the user, the viewer, you make it grow by watching it. You make it grow by sharing it. You make it grow by giving it value. And if you want it to continue to grow, please consider financially supporting it. I'm Frank Vaughn, and I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.